Like, this is, like, in America, this shit's happening. And I just did a post, like most of the reason that I'm censored like this is because of the pharma BS that I talk about. And it just came out. It's 12% effective, like, for kids. So, like, imagine censoring people for talking badly about something that's 12%. Like, it blows my mind.
For giving accurate information, like information that people need to get to.
It's insane. Like, it just shows, like, how deep this BS goes, man. But,
and I'm sure that this episode too, as well, because the narrative on the whole Russia Ukraine thing. Let's start it off with the fear porn that's going on with ABC.
This is an ABC News Live special report. The Ukraine-Russia crisis.
No, I was just saying they brought out the big, you see how they have the music? The Ukraine, Russia. Like, they got the, like, it's a pay-per-view event. Like, if you've watched all the news lately on CNN or anything like that, the way it has been, you know, COVID doesn't even exist to them anymore. It is only Ukraine, Russia. And, like, CNN, oh my God, I couldn't even watch it too much last night because, just because the heavy propaganda of, you know, what's it called? Like, they had interviewing people and then saying, like, oh, and then, everybody got to remember that CNN is known for faking stuff. Like in the early 90s and 89, when they're breaking ground, they were doing like green screen stuff in Iraq, trying to, like, you know, make it seem like they were in the thick of things.
Like, the rabbit hole goes so deep, like with just what these networks do. And I always say, like, it's like they're not giving us the news because they freaking care about us and want us to be educated and know about shit. It's like they're doing this to mold your mind, like literally to, like, make you feel a certain way about things. And it's all calculated. Like, it sounds crazy, but, like, that is what it is. Like, this shit is calculated down to a T.
100%, man. It's and then you could tell, like, what I try to tell people is, like, look at the emotional effect that you're having. Like, I'm not saying it, like, of course, like, to me, just right off the top, I think the whole Russia Ukraine thing is some sort of psyop, but not, like, in the sense of it's not real. People are really dying. People are really getting hurt. Like, that is a fact, but it's deterring from what it really means. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you have to dig deep. And a lot of people even ask me, like, well, why do you still go through the news? I say, because there's a lot of information there. You just have to pick through it. I mean, it's a shitty job, but
I don't know. Like, have, like, a good filter for, like, what's real and what's bullshit, you know? Because, I mean, there is, like, it's not like everything is a lie. Like, you need to just, I don't know, just, like, yeah, have a good filter.
Well, and put yourself in that position, right? Like I was talking to my brother earlier, and I was saying, you got to think of it. Yeah, there's Operation Mockingbirds, there's intelligent agents, but also remember, the news is ratings. So ratings is everything. Isn't it so convenient that right when CNN was about to die and they just got bought out by John Malone on the Discovery, you know, the Discovery Channel bought them out, and they were dying, and then all of a sudden, the thing that brought them to life, the Desert Storm is what put them on the map, and they're doing the war coverage like they do, and they keep bragging about it. Stupid Stelter is like, yeah, you know, everybody's saying nobody covers wars like CNN.
It's unreal. But so what's your take on this whole thing? Like, just the whole war stuff going on.
Well, that's why I got some clips. So, like, I'm gonna go through a couple clips. That's what I've been trying to do, is try to get more guests on, and then, like, kind of go through the clips, because we'll both have different perspective, obviously, on some things, and we'll see it. And then, like, so what I'm gonna start off with first, since we're talking about censorship, here's the clip with Facebook, you know, blocking RT.
Facebook taking action overnight after Russia announced it is limiting the social media platform. Deirdre Bolton is here with that part of our coverage. Good morning to you, dude.
Good morning. And you're right. Overnight, Facebook releasing this statement saying it is now prohibiting Russian state media from running ads or monetizing content on the platform anywhere in the world. It is also going to continue to apply labels to content. So those changes rolling out over the weekend, the move made after Russian authorities demanded that Facebook stop independently fact-checking and labeling content posted by four of the country's state-owned media organizations. Meta, that's Facebook's parent company, refused. So Russia says it's now enacting a partial restriction on the platform. No one exactly knows what that means. Meta also launching a new feature in Ukraine that allows users to lock their profiles, significantly limiting what information is publicly visible. That is an extra layer of security since Russia launched its attack on Ukraine.
So, like, basically they were talking about at first how they were like, Russia was blocking some of Facebook stuff. And then they got all the RT and every news outlet that's Russian-based has been demonetized completely on YouTube, Facebook.
That just tells me, like, I should probably be listening more to RT. That's what that tells me. And it reminds me of Rona all over again, like the beginning of just the Rona BS. And it's just like in the beginning, like the stuff that they censored, like it's like that came true. So what is RT saying? That's probably going to come true.
100%.
That's my thought process.
100%. They do it for a reason. They're covering up the tracks, and RT has been showing most of the stuff. Like, we know Snake Island was bogus now. Like, I kept telling people, because people are asking me, I said, well, we got to wait a little bit because all this stuff is happening. I have to wait and decipher because I don't know immediately that it's bullshit. I mean, I suspect it might be, but like, I can't for sure say it. And then the Ghost of Kiev, which was proven to be a 2013 PC game. You know what I mean? Like the things. It's just a joke. Like, and we should know that, though. I keep telling people, like, weapons of mass destruction right there, man. Like, the reason we went to Desert Storm, we had I forget her name, but she was crying in front of Congress and saying they're crushing and killing babies and incubators. It's this emotional reaction. If they want you to have an emotional reaction, you should know. And you could tell by like that reporter how she's saying, and she's like, and Russia's gonna do something, but nobody knows that they're laughing a lot in these because they don't really know. And there's a lot of tells when you listen to a lot of CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, any of these people, they have a lot of tells. Like, or when they have somebody on, like, you can listen to them, and when they say like, or you know what, like the certain things they say, that's when you know it's like something scripted coming out of probably an intelligent agent's mouth.
My thing is, like, I know that they're corrupt as hell. I know that they have an agenda, but this shit only works if people are stupid. Like, if people fall, like, for this BS. And it's like, there's people that, and then I end up, like, losing faith in the education system because it's like, these are people with college degrees and shit falling for this. And it just shows that anyone can get a college degree. You just have to put BS on a piece of paper and regurgitate what the teacher wants to hear. And it's like, it's crazy, dude. Like, the people that I graduated college with are like just parroting the same narratives. And it blows my mind. It really blows my mind.
Yeah, it does get frustrating too, because like, man, I didn't go to any education, and I'm like, man, I could see it. Like, you know, and I just tell people, like, it's human nature, though. I think it depends on the people. Like, a lot of people don't interact with others, so they don't know how to tell when someone's lying or trying to take advantage. I've seen so many people be shifty and just in regular life. So, you know what I mean? Like, where you're like,
I don't know if it's like, I see some pretty extroverted people that are falling for this. I don't think that it's like how much, I honestly don't know what it is. I think that it's like,
I think it's the polarization, man. Like, when you polarize people to a side, like, that's what I've been after for a while. Like, because everything's gotten so far that people have to feel like they're on a certain team, right? And 10 years ago, nobody really cared as much, right? We used to talk politics. Everybody say blah, 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 blah. Say your piece. It wasn't a big deal. But as soon as they made it into this huge thing that, like, oh, if you're on that side, you're a piece of shit. Like, once it became that, I think that people got it saturated in their head. And I think when people do stuff for so long, it becomes routine.
Yeah. See, I wasn't really, again, like, I wasn't really big into politics until 2 years ago when this BS started happening. Well, like, then I'm like, dude, there's something more to this. And again, like, I don't even look at myself as some like rocket scientist genius. I'm just like, I feel like I would, especially like when I was in school, like I was always like, you know, like, I mean, I didn't like try, but I was like, you know, like a B, C student. I just did what I had to do to get by. And then, but yeah, it's like, there were people that like, I feel like society just got like dumber. And like, it's weird. Like, it's like people that I looked at as like smart people, just like, just parroting celebrities and just the government. It doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe they always were parroting the government, but you just didn't notice, you know, like maybe you didn't, you know what I mean? At that time, like, and now you're seeing like, oh, you're not really smart. You're just saying what that guy said.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's kind of what, if you think about it, that's kind of what school is. It just like, it teaches you to like, just mimic the teacher, you know, like basically just like what, memorize their style and like the way that they,
well, it doesn't teach critical thinking for sure. Like, and I think that's why, because you're supposed to just memorize things. Most of it's memorization instead of critical thinking. They're not actually telling you to solve like a real world problem. They're like, oh, you can solve this problem, but we have just memorized answers.
Yeah, it just, here's like most of it's like multiple choice, so you just like memorize the formats and like the patterns. And then you just spit it on a piece of paper, forget about it. But still, like, I don't know. Some shit just like, I think that it's like natural instinct for some stuff. Like if they're giving you a, you know, like just sob stories, and it's like, I don't know, it just doesn't add up to me. And then like with Rona, it's like they're giving you a free donut and shit, like. Nothing in life is free. Yeah. Like, there's a reason they're pushing that to you. And I don't know, man.
I think it's just different types of intelligence, you know? Like, I think, like, critical thinking is something that you have to develop over time. And then just, like, really, like, it depends on, like, how you grew up. I think that's why a lot of people that are, like, into truth or conspiracy type of stuff is because maybe that, like, having experiences, bad experience with the cops, or you know what I mean, or have a bad experience where the city did something corrupt, where you actually saw it, and then you, because people have this belief that no, it's good, it can't happen here, they wouldn't do that. But the thing that got me the most, honestly, about the whole Rona, everything like that, is that the people were like, I would tell people, they would be like, oh man, system, it sucks, it's bullshit, it's systematic racism. I'm like, all right, cool, I could subscribe to a lot of that, like the system is bullshit. But then you're telling me I have to listen to them. You're saying I have to listen to the guys that are corrupt. That doesn't even make any sense to me. You're like, oh, well, this one's all right. Oh, this one's all right. I don't see that. Like, I see, to me, if you're making money off of politics, then like, obviously you're not having my best interests at heart. And with the whole Russia thing, I have another clip from BBC. This is actually a MP of, I don't know how to say, I'm going to butcher this name, Fedor Milanov. He's a Russian MP, and he kind of gives, I'm going to have in the show notes, which I post on Telegram, the full 9-minute conversation. But this is what they're saying is going on over there.
And on this program, we've been hearing in the past half hour a number of voices from Ukraine describing what's happening. We're going to spend a few minutes now hearing from Russia and a Russian politician. Vitaly Milanov is an MP from the ruling United Russia Party. I asked him why, first of all, Russia had invaded Ukraine.
For many years, you've been trying to use this poor territory with a weak state as anti-Russian force. And now it's a small payback time. It's like a reasonable reaction towards the aggression. Ukrainian, so-called Ukrainian military forces, as far as I can call these people, running as fast as possible towards Poland now. These people, you know, being used by you, Europeans, you did it, actually.
Well, I don't understand. What used in what way? I mean, this Ukraine is a sovereign country, and it has a right to self-determination. And it's made its choice to become a democratic country that looks to Europe and the West. For support.
You used to call Ukraine as a sovereign country only when it's important to call them sovereign.
But you're making it sound like it's a sort of puppet government of the European Union, when in fact what it looks like is about to happen is that Russia wants to create a puppet government in Ukraine.
No. We felt ourselves quite comfortable with Ukraine as a sovereign state, being a neighbor, a peaceful neighbor of Russian Federation for many years. Right after your best started to make politics there, from the so-called revolution in Ukraine, right after your unsuccessful attempt to make your puppy state in 2014.
So he kind of goes for, like I said, it's a 9-minute come, but there's a whole different perspective. Like, that's what's wrong with censoring you, censoring me, censoring RT, censoring anybody, because we need both perspective. And it's even more interesting. They brought a guy from the West on, like some American dude, I forgot, I think from the State Department or something. And he was just like, I can't believe you brought me on with another viewpoint from me. And this viewpoint, I don't like it. Like, he didn't like how it's like, dude, that's what we need. We need conversations so we can figure it out.
Someone explained it really good on my, I forget which post it was, but someone said that basically Ukraine was part of Russia and then they like broke off from it. And, they flipped it. They said, imagine if the U.S., like we're living in the U.S. in California, imagine California secedes from the U.S. and they're their own place now, and then California starts like bringing in shit from China, like weapons, bio labs, which is what I think is going on right now. Imagine, like, how would you feel if China's got bio labs set up in California?
Yeah, then people would be, we would be up in arms. But I think, to me personally, I think it has more to do with the Great Reset. I think Putin's playing his part. I think he's, you know, people, Schwab, you know, I got Schwab right here, fucking the.
And I have to say, when I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
Not just that, plus Putin's really good friends, and he admires, he even wrote about it in his first book, Henry Kissinger, a known globalist. So to me, what I think the play is kill the petrodollar for sure. They want to kill it because, you know, that's part of the reset, and get a, then everybody's going to compete. Because the thing that I think people don't understand is it's still going to be China, Russia, and U.S. Competing to who has the new digital currency that runs the world. And I think China's in the lead with that. And I believe.
So do you think crypto is good or bad? Do you think crypto is going to be bad or good? Because I see both sides.
I think it's inevitable. I think it's inevitable. I think there's nothing that we can do about it. And I think that the one thing I am hopeful of is just because I use cable, no matter what, we're going to find a way to manipulate it. You know, people are pretty strategic. And when you put them up, they're back against the wall. I think there will be so many like invalid cryptos that people are going to have on the black market. And I think it's going to be good and bad.
So do you think that like the dollar is just going to completely go to nothing, or do you think that it's still going to always be in the background?
I think that they would like to, but that's tough. I think that it's tough to get rid of it completely, because there's going to be, until they can get rid of the older people that are still want to see cash. You know, there's still people that carry like cash in their wallet. Like I rarely do. I actually do have cash in my wallet, and usually I don't, but because I'm so used to the card. I think most of us, and I'm 38, so I'm sure that people that are younger than me don't even really use, like my daughter don't use cash. She's just always on a card. You know, I think once they get enough people that are like, oh, well, they use card anyways, it's like nothing, because then it's not a big deal, you know, because you can't just implement something on the people, because they're gonna be like, hey, what are you doing? You got to keep tricking them. And they're constantly tricking us. And that's what I think this war is. And I think it's also to raise the fuel prices. The fuel prices will be outrageous. Oh, how convenient. Just as they're pushing the Green New Deals and all this stuff, you know, and like I just seen it going hand in hand. It can. I see some of the theories out there and I like them. Like but I just don't have enough evidence on them. I looked into the little bio labs and stuff. I haven't got a lot of evidence on that. But that could also be part of it. They could just be like, that may not be their main objective, but they're like, ah, since we're here, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So there was an article, I think it was from, was it Newsweek? I don't know, but this is like way before, this is like a year ago, before this war BS was going on. Putin's advisor said that the U.S. was messing with biolabs near Russia. And this was an article. This was a mainstream news article. And then now today, if you check it, it says fact check, proven false. But again, how many times have we heard proven false and it turns out to be true?
And plus, like, I mean, that's a different news organization, but the Facebook was in court, had to say that their fact checkers are nothing more than someone just judging off of something else. Like, they're just, they're not fact checkers. They're not journalists.
They're political hacks that are just covering for this BS agenda is what it is.
Because it's like, because if you remember, like, when Hillary Clinton was, you know, in the state's office, she's the one that pushed this little coup, tried in Russia, all these protests that was pissing off Russia. So I think they were intentionally trying to push the bear, make it look like this whole thing that's going on. I do have an interesting clip from TikTok. It's this guy's theory of, like, because they're talking about how it's not over gas, it's over water. So I guess there was this body of water that the Ukrainians built a dam, and now after they built the dam 2 years later, it's 90% of the agriculture in Russia is gone. So that could also play. They might be just blowing up the dam.
Why would Russia want to invade Ukraine? My take is not what you think. This is the Northern Crimean Channel, which runs from the Dnieper River all the way to the eastern point of Crimea. Completed in the 1970s, it provides about 86% of the fresh water to the peninsula. But following the Russian annexation of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, Ukraine turned off the flow of water by constructing a dam. This effectively killed agriculture in Crimea, as the cultivation area shrank by 90% in just 2 years. Additionally, this resulted in severe water shortages, with water only being available for a few hours a day.
Damn, it's probably a combination of things. So it's probably that biolabs, whatever the hell Hunter Biden and that for real. Like, there's so many corrupt things going on. We're not getting involved because we want to save Ukrainians' life. Like, there's so many just like unjust things going on in the world right now, and no one cares. We pick and choose when to care, when it helps out our bank account. Not our bank account, but the corrupt people running.
Yeah, the central banks and the Federal Reserve. I would also say, because I keep bringing up, like, well, where was America when Turkey was invading Armenia in 2020? Like, they were literally, like, their teachers, they were trying not even show that on the news. Like, I had to dig to find that.
Yeah, it's and like with a lot of stuff too, it's like Google just completely manipulates how things come up to like hide it, dude. It's crazy that like this is the shit that we would talk about when we would talk about North Korea like 5 years ago. And it's happening here. And people don't care because they're told it's a good thing to keep us safe.
And the ironic thing too is like you know, when I was saying they're trying to bust a dollar, that's what I think the whole move of the sanctions on SWIFT, because a lot of people already like tired of SWIFT because we have such a dominance on it. So like they're going to spin it off and try to make other ones. So that's to like where there has to get that new digital currency. And as far as the storylines, you're right. There's tons of storylines. And I have this other one. This is to bring back a little bit. Do you know who Aaron Matei is? He's a reporter for I believe it is. I think he used to be on The Guardian, and now it was The Intercept or something like that, like one of those. I can't remember what news, but he's on Jimmy Dore a lot, and he broke down on Jimmy Dore a little bit of what's going on about the neo-Nazis. Like the people aren't talking about that as much either, because it's kind of ironic that people that are blindly supporting this Ukrainian thing were also saying, hey, we're against racism. But I'm like, well, you don't know these countries. You don't even know they're way different than America. It's not a melting pot like it is over here. And he breaks it down a little bit.
Late 2013, the Ukrainian president at the time, Yanukovych, he is going to sign this major agreement with the West. And it was one that the US and the EU were really, really pushing on him. And basically, it would have forced him to seriously curtail economic and cultural ties to Russia, which is Ukraine's neighbor. And it would bring Ukraine further into the Western orbit, which was a major goal of the U.S. regime change pro-war lobby at the time. The head of the National Endowment for Democracy, which is the regime change arm of the CIA, he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post at the time, calling Ukraine the biggest prize for the U.S. in its goal to basically undermine Russia. And he felt, he explained that if Ukraine can come into the U.S. orbit, then that will actually have an impact in Russia and possibly lead to Vladimir Putin's overthrow and make every neocon in Washington the happiest neocons in the world. So the U.S. pressures Yanukovych to sign this trade agreement, but there's a problem. Yanukovych realizes at the last minute that, oh shit, if I sign this, I'm going to have to cut pensions and I'm going to have to cut energy subsidies. And this will doom my reelection campaign. This is not going to fly. So he gets cold feet. And Russia sweeps in and sees an opportunity. And they offer him a more generous trade association deal, which he then says he is going to sign.
So basically, we put in our puppet, you know, our puppet government, and we're playing games over there. Like you said, like if California is seceded from the United States and all of a sudden you have China over there, first they're, you know, hey, we're just over here trying to help out. Then there's troops on the ground. Then there's like defense systems. There's these new missiles. Like, come on. You think that Nevada is going to be freaking out? Utah's going to be freaking out because you're going to think they're going to invade you next.
Exactly. And it's sad that it's like this, but like, I don't like trust our government at all. Like, whatever we say, I used to think that we were like the good guy. Like I used to with all the terrorist stuff in the beginning, like in like 2001, whatever, like in the beginning, I was like, I mean, I was really young, but I was like kind of like prejudiced, like, cause I didn't know what the hell. I thought Muslims did that shit. And then as I got older, I don't know how, but like what I watch, but I guess I went down the rabbit hole and realized like, dude, we did this ourselves. Like, and we did this to justify a war for someone that didn't even have weapons of mass destruction. Like it, the whole thing's a lie. Like it's like mind blowing. And, people still just continue to trust the government after that.
And even more things, like, especially like I get frustrated with people that are even older than me. Cause I'm like, dude, you've seen even worse. Vietnam, the Pentagon Papers, you lived through that stuff. Like, and you still have this trust that JFK, like the talking about Operation Mockingbird, where it was wide open in the Senate hearings, you know what I mean? They're talking about it. And it's not like, that's why I try to my best to base off of factual as I can, you know, things that, cause I already know that if I go, oh, this and that, people are not going to listen to me. But even when I give them factual information that they can go look up themselves, they still refuse the information because
yeah.
They've already chosen to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, dude, there's people that like even after like with the juice, like even after like the stats come out and it's not nearly as effective as they say it was, like they still justify it. Like they still find a way because they've just been beaten into it and they don't want to like admit that it's, there's no reason for it. And so they'll find a way. They find a way to justify it.
Yeah. And it has to fit, like, especially a lot of people that taken it. Like, I think it also goes to where people like, you know how, like if someone's speeding or remember in school, like someone got caught doing something, they're like, well, they were doing it too. Like, that's like, it's that whole aspect of where it has to be all of us. And people just can't get through this news a lot of times. Cause I'm like, man, we've already seen all this, you know, like over and over. We just seen it for 2 years and they're doing the same exact thing with the Ukraine, Russia. And then people are just, even people that were against the jabs, like people are like, oh no, but this is different. No, it's not different. Like it's the same thing, like where you dangle this enemy, this boogeyman of whether it's a virus or it's Putin or North Korea, terrorist, drugs on the street, whatever you label as the boogeyman, you're trying to push that. You're not actually trying to resolve any of these issues. That's why we have people like Victoria Nuland, like in, I think it was like 2015 or something, where she got caught on the phone talking about like, man, fuck the EU. We're going to put this guy inside the office. We're going to put this guy as a Ukrainian. Like this is stuff the CIA is known for. Like they go into other countries. And that's what I thought the whole Obama Trump thing was, is that them doing it to us. Because, you know, after the now that they're legally allowed to run propaganda on us with the Muntz Act, you know what I mean, being overturned, that I think they just push all this narrative so we can constantly be fighting. Because if we're fighting each other and I'm so invested on getting my point across to this person or winning this debate or whatever people think it is, I'm more focused on that. I'm backing my guy no matter what. And I always try to tell people, you know, they work for us. Like, you're supposed to treat them. If you voted for them, you're supposed to even put them to a higher status. But to me, I no longer even, I've tried to vote like as just to like, as a, yeah, but now I'm just like, you know what? I don't see us getting, it's like we need a restructure. You know what I mean? Like,
I completely agree. Like, my whole thing is like, you're not gonna, there's a quote, like, you're not going to vote your way out of like corruption, you know, like it's like the system needs to be completely just taken down and restart. Like, you're not going to fix this. Like, what's happening right now? Like, we're in too deep. Like, we need to just completely go back to step one.
Yeah, for real. And start with what's it called? All politicians have what's it called? Term limits, man. Like, how can you be in Washington for 80
and
years?
They shouldn't be able to inside trade. Well, like, that's just such BS that, like, I mean, that's how they make their money. Like, think about that. Even if you made $1,000 a year, like I would take $1,000 a year salary if I knew where stocks were going. With $1,000, I could turn that to $1,000,000.
Easy.
If I knew beforehand. Well, like, so that's where their money's made, like, just being corrupt as hell. So that's why they take these jobs. It's not because they want to make sure shit's good and right. It's so they can just finesse the system and basically make money off of screwing people, pretty much.
What is your thoughts on the Great Reset as far as, like, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum?
I mean, I know Event 201, like, they said that, and a little bit later, the BS happened with the Rona, and then now they're saying Cyber Polygon, and now I keep seeing basically shit about hacking, you know what I mean, like, hacking the system. I don't believe that, like, it's all set. Like, I just don't believe it's all, these people have it down to a T, and it's just like, it sucks because, like, I see how powerful these people are. So it's like, what really the only, like, thing that we can really do is, like, I mean, it sounds kind of selfish, but, like, it's like, focus on being our best self, you know, like, focus. How can I be my best self, and for me, for my family, and maybe, like, the close community around you? But other than that, like, it's like, these people have a lot of power, and I don't see, like, and they control, like, big tech and shit too. So it's like, it's hard to reach people too. And, like, you know,
I,
like,
think that it's not,
tell them what's going on.
I don't think it's selfish for you to say that, because I think I subscribe to that, because I think the better you do for yourself, the more likely you're going to be better to other people around you. And then that spreads. You know what I mean? I think that's the mindset. And I think things we can do is fight fire with fire. Like, I've been saying this a lot lately, but I thought that we missed a big opportunity during the whole George Floyd incident. I think that MAGA and should have teamed up with the street teams of BLM, not the head people, but I'm talking about the people that were on the streets and kind of, like, said, hey, we're after the same thing. We're against lockdowns. We're against government overreach. You're against government overreach, but we couldn't see and put them in the parallel, you know, because it's the same thing, but, like, our emotions get the best of us. We go, oh no, but you're doing this, yeah. and you're,
but here's the thing though, like, the people that really influence the world, the movers and shakers, if we did do that, they would have found something else to put a divide in that. they would have staged a, like, you know, like a shooting of MAGA versus
I George can see
Floyd.
That.
I don't know. Like while we're talking about Russia, they're probably already two steps ahead on like some transhumanism BS. Dude.
Do you think it's hopeless then? Yeah, do you think that we're hopeless or like?
I mean, I don't like to think that. I think that there's always a chance, but like people need to like, I don't know. It's like fall for it like maybe a few times, but like after the fifth time they're pushing BS, like how are people still eating this shit up? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I think like it's important for people like me and you to kind of like teach people how to teach, even like not just teach the people, a lot of people that are watching already know.
I don't think, but then the conversation is always, well, where's your medical degree? How do you know that? Who are you to tell me that these aren't safe and effective? But then they'll listen to Bill Gates, who has the same medical degree as me. So it just, there comes to a point where just like let these people, like, it's in a way, it's kind of like Darwinism. It's kind of like survival to the fittest. And it's no longer the fit people survive. It's the people that like are able to decipher what's bullshit or not.
No, but I think if we focus on the working class, I think that's part of the problem, is a lot of the people that did are highly educated. They feel like they are elitist, even though they're technically not elitist. They have that elitist mentality. So I kind of focus more on the working class people that more know the day-to-day, that know the struggle. If I think when we get to those people, they can already see like, yeah, things are fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like things are not on the level of where we... So you... People that are already like, oh, I went to school for 8 years and I earned this. I deserve this. I need this. Like, I've worked with people. People get mad at me. They're like, I got a high school. They're like, you got this and I got all these degrees. How come you get more money than me? I'm like, well, I've been working for like 30 years, man. Like, what do you mean? Like 20 years. You know, I've been doing the same thing and I know how to run it. When you run in here, you don't know what you're doing. I have to teach you. So that's why. I was like, while you went to school, which is fine, I chose to jump into the workforce. And it works different when you're in a warehouse and a more manual labor. And I think when you, because I get a lot of conversations with people like that, and I try to find ways to flip it on them where I already see what they're against and I can use what they're against, part of, you know, pushing what I think is the proper narrative, is just we the people are always the power. And I think people start to realize that. It's hard because like there is a lot of people, but once you have most of the working class people and people like, you know, poverty, working class, then you could chip away at the, because there's already enough, there's already a lot of us, and we're like, hey, you don't have to go with us, we already got this thing covered. And I think that's the only approach we can really take.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, like, see, I think a lot of it too, like, stems on like where you're located, because I'll see people in like Florida and like, I'm like, these people know what's up. Like people in like the kind of like the, they just realize that government's corrupt, like stay the hell away from me. Let me do my own thing. But I'm in a liberal ass city. So like I think that this shit's over. Then I'll like go outside and I'll be reminded like, these people are still masking out outside alone. Like, so it's like, I think a lot of it depends on just like your location, you know, like if you're around just sheep, then you're gonna like think the whole world sheep. But like, I think it depends just location, and you just have to find like your tribe, I guess. Just find the people that know what's up.
Yeah, and then just like, and let's keep letting them go. Like, you are right though, because in different cities, you're like, whoa, like, because I can go to a different, and I'm like, dang, man, it's a little bit different here. And you go into a store and everybody's like masked up, and then you see the shit. Yeah,
someone said, what city are you in? I'm in Philly, Philadelphia.
Oh, not too far from me. I'm a Metro Detroit.
Detroit?
Yeah, Metro Detroit. Michigan.
That's pretty far.
I mean, like, I'm from Cali, so it doesn't seem, that's where I'm originally from. So all these states seem close to me, you know, like it's like 6-8 hours, not even 8 hours, because it's 8 hours to Tennessee. So I think it's like 4 to 6 or something to Philly.
Are you serious? Yeah, Detroit is only
not that far.
4 hours away?
I'm pretty sure it's pretty close. Yeah.
I don't know. I
could be wrong, though.
I don't know. But
I think what you're doing is important. That's what I'm saying. Like, so of course you're going to feel frustrated, like being in a bigger city and seeing all that. But like, I think it's probably better when you get out here, you know, like get on a channel, get on your, you know, on the podcast and do your little, you got TikTok as well, right?
I started another one up, but I got banned again for like the eighth time. So I'm on my ninth account, but I told myself once I get banned 10 times, I gave it a go. I gave it a try, and I'm done. Yeah, so, but like, the censorship. See, on this, like with me, they did take me down once, but I was able to get it back. But for the most part, they just censor. You know, like they just they mainly just like hide or shadow ban my content. Like, don't let me go live. But they don't take. They haven't taken me down. So. But yeah, TikTok, it just, they literally take me down with no warning. So it just,
you're gone. One, you just log in and it's not there. Well, since you were talking about like the whole cyber stuff and like the cyber pandemic that Klaus Schwab was claiming is happening, I think we have a little bit of, that going on. We got the Wicked Witch is back. We got Hillary Clinton. She was on the Morning Joe, and she kind of starts talking a little bit about Anonymous. And then, you know, there was a lot of reports of, and people should know that one of the biggest cyber attack places is Ukraine. Like, they're like, that's what they do. You know what I mean? And here's her kind of like, to me, I took it as she is pushing the narrative of trying to get people to be rogue hackers.
What can we do as a country to encourage and support those people?
David, that's a great question.
That's not a great question.
And even though I did not encourage the demonstrations back in 2011, I did point out on behalf of our country that they were in response to what was an obvious effort by Putin to stay in power and to literally rig his elections. Now we are looking at Russians once again in the streets. They don't want a war with Ukraine. There's a lot of family and other connections between Russians and Ukrainians. I think we can have both what I would argue for government support, but also non-governmental support. There were reports overnight that Anonymous, a group of hackers, took down Russian TV. I think that, you know, people who love freedom, people who understand that, you know, our way of life depends upon supporting those who believe in freedom as well, could be engaged in cyber support for those in the streets in Russia. We did some of that during the Arab Spring when I was Secretary of State.
So that to me is a call to arms. She's, you know, giving a pat on the back to the good old CIA, Feds, Anonymous. Like, we've known that for a while that they were bogus, but they're back in the scene.
So, no, well, I didn't think that they were. Like, in the beginning, I thought that they were, like, legit. But then now I see that they're, like, agreeing with the basically all the puppets in the mainstream media. So it's like they've been infiltrated is what I think about Anonymous. Like, I think that they started right, and then I guess CIA or some BS got to
That's what the story goes from, what the legend has it. You know that, like, you know that they, because they kind of
I mean, look at what they're pushing now. Like, it's, to me, it's no doubt that they're not the same group that when it started.
No, not at all. And what happened is they got infiltrated supposedly by the FBI. And, you know, that's what FBI and CIA does. They go, hey, you're pretty good at this. You should do it for us. And then they, and going from probably not having a paycheck to getting a paycheck.
Yeah. Well, your things, like, I don't know if it's on my end or on your end. Do you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Because your thing, it's like, on my end, it's like showing loading. So I don't.
Oh, yeah, you blinked out for a second, but yeah, I don't. It's probably because they're like, ah, you're using your backup account. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah, but like, so to when I hear Hillary and George Soros and all this, that like that that's a warning. That's a red flag right there. Like, okay, she's calling to arms. She wants people to come out there and try to like be rogues to me, right? She's like, she said if it's freedom, you know, there, if anybody that's fighting for freedom, that means like they're attacking on you. It's your attack on freedom. And then that's how you rile people up.
Yeah. I mean, anything Hillary says, like, it's like, yeah, I mean, that's the puppet of the puppets. Like, she's pushing something. She's the worst.
We're like close to like the tail end, so I'm gonna get off of Russia real quick because I wanted to show two little stories real quick that we're probably don't hear about. Like, and this kind of goes with the Rona narrative. You know what I mean? This is the settlement that they reached with the pharmaceutical companies over opioids. Just listen to the end of who gets the money.
All right, four U.S. corporations will pay a combined $26 billion to settle claims over their role in the opioid epidemic. Johnson & Johnson and three major drug distributors agreed to the settlement while insisting it was not an admission of guilt. While none of the settlement money will go directly to victims of opioid addiction or their survivors, most of the money will go to state and local governments to deal with the epidemic.
So your kid OD'd, oh well, it's going to go to the state.
Unreal. They need to do the free crack pipe. Oh, you know? Yeah,
you know what? And the thing that, don't you think he missed the opportunity? I thought he was going to go to the weed because, like, at least you would probably buy you a year of time. That would have bought you a year of time, or maybe they're saving that down the road. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe because I was like, how do you go to crack pipes? At least go to weed first. Isn't it supposed to be a gateway drug? Like,
it's just everything that it, like, you gotta ask, like, has our country, like I understand that, like, we've always been, you know, it's politics, like, there's always like corruption somewhere, but like I really think that this is like another level of just and you have to ask, like, I think this country's been infiltrated. I really do, and I hope that I'm wrong, but like, you look at some of these moves and it's like that they pass, and it's like they're intentionally trying to screw this country. Like there's no logical reason behind the majority of these moves.
Yeah, it's almost like you have a team and you're like,
dude, you're still loading. Like, I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, you're still I'm going to take a screenshot so you can see like what it looks like on my end. I'll send it to you after this.
But the little death circle.
Yeah, it's been like that for the last like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that happens sometimes on mine too. Like I'm pretty heavy shadow banned. Like I get like, but I creep around. Like they keep me around for some reason. And I got one more last one I thought you'd be interested in as well. It's I don't know if you heard about that new Swedish study.
Swedish study. Is that the one that said that like this didn't work at all?
Yeah, well, no, this one is about I'll let him tell it.
So there is a Swedish study that shows that the spike protein RNA from Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in vitro goes into the liver cells and is converted into DNA in their nucleus. And it also increases the expression of the reverse transcriptase line 1, which is an enzyme in all of our cells, mostly present in the dividing cells. And that enzyme is the one that helps to convert the RNA of the protein, the vaccine, spike protein vaccine RNA, into the DNA. And that DNA is found in the nucleus in vitro. So let's look at the study. It is a Swedish accepted and published study. So it's not a preprint. It is not something that is still waiting for review. It is reviewed and published.
I'll have this whole video.
Oh, there you are. I see you again. Oh, yeah. I see you again. You're back.
Did you get to hear that though?
But he said something about the RNA spike protein.
So basically what he was saying, I'll have the full entire video up. He was talking about, like, you know how it was a conspiracy theory to say that mRNA vaccine was altering your DNA. The Swedish study is proving that it does alter your DNA.
Yeah, of course. Fact check, false, and then a few months later, it's the truth. and no one cares. They just keep going on, keep trusting these people. It's a repeat cycle. It just, they lie, but time goes on. They don't talk about it, so no one cares about it, and then repeat cycle.
Yeah, it's like people have such a short memory. Like you said earlier, yeah. Like, didn't you just see all this? Like, this just happened, or like you lived through 9/11, you lived through the terrorist thing. It's the same like lingo. You know what I mean? They just changed the words. It's the same verbiage of how they're trying to lead you off a cliff.
Yeah, I mean that's why they call them sheep. They just whatever they hear, they just go with it. But like honestly, if I were, I don't know. Like it's just like. Part of me wants to like wake people up, and another part of me wants to like pitch these idiots pyramid schemes. You know, like
might as well make a buck.
God. Well, like it's like if you're this stupid, like I don't know. It's like the shit that we do. It's not like it like makes a lot of money. You know, it's like it's just like a genuinely like good cause. But like, it's like it would be so much easier to just like. Pump some BS.
Or have you seen the show on HBO Max? It's called The Righteous Gemstones. It's like a comedy movie, like with Danny McBride. I mean, a show. It's with Danny. Anyways, it's about evangelists, Christians, like those mega churches. And when I watch it, I'm like, no wonder people are so. People give their money to people that are like, they're like, oh yeah, if I give this fool $100, he's gonna give my message to God. Like, and they're like, no, you could just pray for free at your house.
Dude, I wrestle with both. Like, it's like if people are really that stupid, they deserve it, you know, like to an extent. Like, if you're gonna believe that, it, I don't know. Well, like, I really see both sides of it, and it's like I hate Bill Gates, and I think he's a piece of garbage, but like. In the beginning, I was like, oh my God, like he's such a piece of shit. We're not overpopulated. But now it's like people are still wearing their masks in their car alone. It's like maybe Bill Gates is right, dude.
Yeah,
like,
what you mean.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's tough at times, like, for sure. I just try to look at it as a more of a, I try my best. Of course, I'm going to laugh. If you're in your car by yourself and you, especially you got that shield on too, I'm cracking up. There's no way I'm not going to not laugh. But we can't dehumanize each other. I think that's what the goal is. Like, that's how you get.
Dude, but, like, they dehumanize themselves by doing this. Like, I'm not telling you to put a mask on and alone in your car. Like when you're at that point, you're gone, man. Like, it's sad, but, like, it's, like, and that's how I look at it. It's just, like, I don't see, like, someone protected. Like, I literally see, like, you are now a full victim of state propaganda. Like that's what I see when I see people obeying this. Like it people say, oh, it's just a mask. Like, no, it's literally like it's a symbol for like I'm now basically state owned in just whatever they tell me just gonna do, you know?
Yeah, and that is scary. I do agree that is scary because those people are giving their opinion on what's going to go on the country. And you're like, man, I don't know if you should get to weigh in on this. Cause
it's nuts.
Well, I think we're getting close to our time. Where can everybody catch you and stuff, man? Like all your links and everything. I'll put it all, send it to me and I'll put it all in the show notes as well.
So my main account is Huey Media with 1A. So I think this one has like 3 A's if I'm not mistaken, but, also, YouTube is I just started like a YouTube called My TV Told Me, and I just do like just talk about the shit going on. And I hope to bring on some guests too. So who knows? Maybe in the future I'll you can jump on one of the episodes.
I'd love to, man. And I would just suggest since you got the YouTube channel, back it up on Odyssey. I don't know if you've messed with Odyssey. Odyssey will copy your whole everything that you put over on YouTube. They will copy it onto Odyssey. So if they do decide to ax you on YouTube, you'll still be safe with all your content.
Gotcha. Yeah, I heard of it. So you can still monetize that,
yes.
Right?
Odyssey's you can monetize with Odyssey as well. Decentralized, baby.
So, is that like, is there a lot of people on Odyssey though? Like, is that,
it started with like music and stuff, but there's some people, you know, there's some things going on over there.
Gotcha. Cool. Well,
appreciate you coming on, man. Like, and definitely like, I'm going to link up with you after this and we'll try to get like a Zoom one, you know, where we can kind of go further. This only gives me an hour, so we got to like cut it short. You know, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. And like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, see, I don't like to, like, I think it's smart though to fight the battle on these platforms and too, because like, it's like, that's where we can reach the other side, or at least try to. We're like these, I don't know, like I feel like a lot of these like decentralized apps like Telegram and stuff like that, it's like all I'm doing is just giving my opinion to more people that see what's up and think the same as me. And like, that's good for networking and like, you know, meeting like-minded people, but I don't think we're going to change anything that way. You know?
Yeah, that's why I say it. I try to back up them, just to back it up, just because you know how they like to come up right behind you, right? Because it's really unexpected. A lot of the people that lose their accounts, like you said, it's just out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's just like overnight, they just take it down.
Well, definitely going to have you on here again, man. And like I said, I'll link with you in the DMs. You could catch all my stuff, you know, Kill the Mockingbirds, Sean Chris, my album, Dystopian Paradise, which is, that dropped, 9/11 last year. And then I got a new single coming out next Friday, called, They Want Your Freedom. And I'm gonna play that on our way out, man. Appreciate you, man. You know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up. All right, we out.
Despite all the lies and propaganda, we stand united. We stand strong. The beacon of
they want your freedom, don't let them take you away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chains. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. They want your freedom, don't let them take you away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chains. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. I fear no evil. The power's with the people. No Democrats, Republicans, they puppets on strings. Locked and loaded, fuck a convoys. Freedom convoys, hold the line, boys. Ratchet, tat, tat, motherfucker, reload. The definition of hypocritical contradictions is politicians sparking the flames of division. Our leaders try to tax you to death, trap you in debt, drowning in propaganda, gasping for breath. Censorship, totalitarian technocrats, they checking facts, clapping back, acrobatic aristocrats. They want you to own nothing and be happy, or get suicided like Jeffrey Epstein and Isaac Cappy. They want your freedom, don't let them take you away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chains. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. Don't let them take it away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chains. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. They want your freedom.